But right now, hey, a lot of people have been rather sad about the initial news, or it seemed that many have been or want to go over there on Tin Top Road. That would be Mary's Brazos Cafe.
I saw this.
Turns out, though, she posted last night, it's not going to close, but it is for sale.
Oh.
So, if you're in the cafe buying market.
Well, you know, if Ben Affleck sells his $68 million home, maybe he can pick it up.
Proud of you.
Well, I mean,
that would be the worst possible thing that could happen.
Look, I'm just throwing things out.
I don't know. Turn it into Dunkin' or something.
No.
Let's tool around some Texas topics and get you up to date on the state of our state. Well, we will talk to him coming up at 7:45 on the way on the hotline, but it is NFL Draft Day. Day one, it kicks off today with the first round taking place and taking about 16 hours to complete once it does. And then it'll go all the way through Saturday. Over the course of the draft, Cowboys have a total of 10 picks, which is a lot for them. And they have the 12th pick overall tonight. So now, Jerry yesterday held court, as he usually does, and says, quote, the Cowboys are working on pretty substantive trades.
Substantive?
It's a hard word even for us to say. You imagine Jerry saying that word?
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
Substantive.
Proud of you.
Anyway, get ready for some wheeling and dealing, and Jerry to use a new word.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. The reading rainbow.
He's pretty proud of himself.
So it is Doge, Texas style. Governor Greg Abbott signing new legislation into law yesterday to reduce state regulations and putting more strict standards on new ones. It says the regulatory environment in Texas getting too burdensome, and this will put a check on the growth of the administrative state in Texas. We're not alone. Over 20 states have followed the Trump administration's lead to reduce red tape.
It was the renaming of the New York Strip that put it over the edge,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think it's...
Did we finally realize how dumb that is? Probably.
Look, at least we have the tomahawk steak. It's the official steak of Texas.
Renaming the New York Strip and turning Irving into the Vegas Strip. I just want our own Elon. Oh, wait. We already got one.
And
I guess he's coming back soon. Hey, they had their annual meeting of the Fort Worth Stock Show Rodeo yesterday, and there is a changing of the guard. I think we were the first to report this way back a couple of months ago, but it officially was official yesterday, capping off 39 years of service. Brad Barnes stepping down as president of the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. Great guy. He began as a volunteer in 1986.
Oh,
that's a way to work it up there, buddy. Well done. Now Barnes was elected, consequently, president emeritus at yesterday's meeting. And moving up, stock show general manager, also a great guy, Matt Carter, elected to succeed Brad Barnes out there, and now holds both titles of GM and president. So January 16th, 2026, mark it down, stock show. That is 267 days away, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm there.
Also, they didn't put this, but elected to the role of singer emeritus, because, you know, they're doing a lot more concerts out there at the Fort Worth Stock Show. That'd be our buddy Matt Brockman.
All
really?
We are is dust in the wind.
I like it.
Emeritus.
That's Kansas. That's not Texas.
Emeritus.
Proud of you.
Well, I am too.
Okay. All right. Do you have a teen at home? Well, there's a good chance we've got Dr. Pepper in the fridge. A new survey among 6,450 Gen Zers found that Dr. Pepper is the most popular beverage around. It beat out Coke and Gatorade. However, water and energy drinks came in second, third place. Now, these young adults have quite a bit of buying power, considering that mom and dad pay for almost everything. They spend over $2,300 per year. Does your daughter have, like, a shocking amount of money? Because my daughter comes to me the other day. I said, do you need cash for your going somewhere? She's like, oh, no, I think I've got, like, $120 or $150. I said, how'd you get all this money? She's like, well, you give me 20 or 40 every time, and I never spend it. It's very convenient.
You know, it's bring your kids to work day.
Yes. I want to go work for them.
Yeah. Well, we've known this is coming down the pike for quite some time, and since we're almost at the end of the month, next week, if you ever drive I-45, that 200-mile stretch between Dallas and Houston, get ready for something finally to arrive, the autonomous self-driving semi-trucks.
Yep.
Of course, many companies have been working on this, but Aurora Innovation says next week they will be the first to put them out there. Now, they're going to start small. They're going to just put one truck out there, and then that goes well.
And we're starting it here.
We'll gradually expand the fleet over time. Yes, because if there's one place you want to test drive your skill, I mean, I-45 is definitely the route you want to do that. So they say, you know, critics worry about the inadequate safety oversight, the cybersecurity threats, job reductions, and they say. But Autonomous actually solutions, the innovator of this particular to be tested next week on I-45 self-driving semi-truck, says, no worries. In fact, you won't even notice.
Okay.
They say it's almost impossible to differentiate between real and autonomous because... I mean, they'll both just cut you off for no reason whatsoever. And it'll be like, nothing is wrong.
Excuse me.
Yeah. And then you may have noticed, if you travel ever in Arlington by Six Flags and Hurricane Harbor there, they have started dismantling past couple of days of Hurricane Harbor, the water park, the Black Hole.
Oh, no.
Which is the big one. Right there on the interstate, has been there for, well, and that's why it's being taken down. It's been there for, I think, almost three decades at this point. And that's the big water slide, couple of water slides that you go down and you can't see, and it's a light show and stuff like that. But they are taking that iconic structure down. So the Black Hole will be no more. No reports on exactly.
We don't get anything else?
Don't know what's going to be put up there or not. So for now, the only Black Hole in Arlington is across the street where the Cowboys play.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee, Hank FM.
Proud of you.